to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
I'm telling you, Saul Penduka.
Yeah?
This crew's undermining us, man.
Why?
First, it was a bra. Yesterday, they went to Gold Reef City without us, dog.
They went to Gold Reef City?
Gold Reef City. Were you there?
No, I wasn't. Hey. Wait. So you're
what's
laughing
going
like
on?
You're
hurt, man. Why are you hurt?
Do you want to raise what's happening, eh? Modern day striking.
Wow, is this how they strike?
It's getting deep. It's getting deep. How was it? How was it, guys? Since we were not invited.
How was it? How was Gold Reef City?
Mm-hmm.
It was great. This is like
who was there? Who was there? Who was there?
All of us.
Except us.
Yeah.
And no.
Jason!
Jason!
And you heard Lebo as well.
Dongen!
No, it's fine.
Yeah, but who's Lebo?
Kelly.
Sale.
Oh, yes, I see her. Yeah.
It's fine. We'll go to the Seychelles. It's on!
Different level! Different
levels!
Different levels!
Speaking about the crew, man, God is so great. When I first met Black Studio, they didn't have a car, right? So they were like Ubering around. And then Muchafa, remember my cousin Muchafa?
Yes, I remember.
He drove them around for a while. And then Tuso drove them around for a while
Yes, I remember that.
And then
period.
They bought a little Skorokoro Nyana.
A Fiesta, ne?
At some point, you're also driving them as well.
Yes, I used to drive them as well.
Because they're
from Pretoria, yeah. How did you guys would come to my place, ne? Well, I'd come to you. Sometimes. I don't know how it worked, but yeah. And then they got a Skorokoro Nyana. So I went to Bada last day. I'm like, Bada. These guys, they're working for the biggest podcast in Africa. They can't be driving this Koro Koro. You know what I mean? Let's make something happen. So finally, came through today. We got them a brand new car.
I saw it outside. Well done. Shout out, man.
Big shout out to Kia from the Glen. Yes.
Kia the Glen.
Oh, yes. They came through for the boys. They sponsored them with the car.
Now, well done, guys.
But you can't smoke weed in the car, guys. Hey, don't embarrass us, man. Don't smoke weed.
I saw there was a meeting, Baba Wambili meeting for the new car.
Yes, the new car.
I saw downstairs with the CEO. Baba Tin good meeting. But what are the rules of engagement with the car?
Yeah.
It's the Kia Hinda.
It's the Kia. The meeting wasn't about the car.
My bad. I thought it was a handover.
What was the meeting about?
Oh, the meeting was not about the car. It was about the social media stuff of the podcast.
What are the rules with the car, though?
We haven't got the rules as yet. So I
rock on. Don't know how they're not coming. But be responsible. Shout out to Kia, man.
Shout out to Kia, man.
That is so
cute.
Shout out.
Anyway. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Saul Penduka is here.
Yeah.
Tibla is here. Coast Lady is here. Dudu's here. Nawa's here. Hey, Nawa, since you got the car, now you don't sit here anymore.
Things have changed already.
Tato is there. Tabang is here. Fat Check is here. Simpio is here. Is the car part of you? Because it says podcast and chill crew.
Yeah, they must pick me up.
But you've got a car, my dog.
They must pick me up. It says crew. It's for all of us.
Anyway, are you excited about Bafana Bafana today?
Bafana! I am, bro. I'm really excited. There's hope, man. You know, I haven't felt this excited for Bafana Bafana in forever. Mm. And the whole country can agree. But yeah, who are we playing on, Jay?
Cape Verde.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Cape Verde is a bit of a problem, though. But they're a decent side. But yeah, I'm excited.
Well done. You predicted that they will go to as far as they've come.
I had a feeling,
I was lucky.
Let's give Saul his flowers. Well done for that.
Okay, give us another prediction.
Yeah?
Give us another prediction then.
Oh, I didn't say I'm a predictor now. I'm not, who's that guy? Confucius. Oh, come on. Nah, man, I don't know. I said it was a feeling. We want to make it to the semi-finals. I had a good feeling about Bafana Bafana Bafana, you know? Yeah.
I gotta say, this is probably the best FCON of all time, man. Like, all the underdogs are seeing flames. I mean, all the underdogs are doing well, and the guys that we thought would get through and do well are not.
That's
like
true,
the big
man.
Boys, yeah?
That's true, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Can't wait, man. And so, sadly, the results will be out by the time this goes out.
I think we're gonna make it through. We don't have to do what we did for the rugby. Remember when we did two takes? What if they went on with
I remember. But I'm just a bit disappointed by Angola. I was expecting for an upset because they were playing Nigeria.
Yeah.
Because now we're going to play Nigeria. And you know, we've got a Nigeria problem in South Africa. A fucking Nigeria problem. You know, Nigerians are a problem. You know, so yeah, that's nerve-wracking because they always beat us.
They take our women. They've taken Biano.
Yeah, daughter.
Everything.
They've taken Hillbrow. Alas. So, yeah, man. But I think when we make it to the semis, we should be able to fend them off. I mean, it's been a tournament of upsets and history. So, yeah, we'll make it.
Ghost Lady, I know you don't care about soccer, but who's your money on? Who are you betting on?
Well, I'd like to be on, like, Saul's level and be ambitious and believe in South Africa. I think my mind changed after this. I was like, hey, okay, maybe there's a chance. But now you're naming, you know, I know the strong teams. Like, Nigeria, for instance, is a strong team. So, not too sure now. I don't know. But
are people wearing Bafana Bafana shirts on Fridays? You know, like they did with the rugby?
But I've been seeing people post.
It wasn't a thing, but it's becoming a thing.
It's becoming a thing.
After the Morocco victory, it's becoming a thing. Yeah, people are wearing... But our sales lady was here. She was wearing a Bafana jersey. Yeah. So it's becoming a thing.
Wasn't she wearing it even now? Another one. I saw the post when she posted with the other Bafana jersey.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that. I saw it today.
Today, yeah.
She's wearing it. Yeah. It's becoming a thing. It wasn't a pre-planned thing because they generally disappoint us.
Yeah.
But now that they're inspiring some confidence and inspiration, people are starting to get onto that level of or mode of wearing these things on Friday.
Speaking about sports, are you ready to catch some sixes? Stand to win your share of 2 million rands in Betway's Catch 2 Million competition. All you have to do is take a clean one-handed catch in the crowd and you are a winner. Remember, if you've already got a Betway account, they will double your win. So let's catch some sixes and see some even bigger wins. If you can't make it to the stadium, Betway still got your back. When it comes to the SA20 cricket action, bet on any Betway SA20 games to enter the Betway's game of zones. Predict the zone where one-handed crowd catch will take place and stand to win your share of 2 million rands. That's the grand prize and tickets to the final. What they win, you win. T's and C's do apply. Betway is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling and Racing Board. No persons under the age of 18 years are permitted to gamble. My dog, what's on your mind? What do you want to talk about that you saw this week?
Damn, we're starting like that. Hey.
Switching it up, my man. We're switching it up.
No. Like,
okay.
Damn,
don't get too comfortable. You're getting too comfortable, my dog.
Is listen to this guy.
A lot, man.
Did you see there's a billionaire? I think it's Peter Thiel. He's literally putting his money behind the Olympics where people are going to be allowed to dope. And it's going to be an actual thing.
Yeah.
I think that's... I'm for it because I believe it... Already we're doing it, right? When it comes to aesthetics and stuff, you know what I mean? Like, because people are allowed to change their bodies. They've been doing it since time immemorial, even though it's got some health hazards, like previously with tits and silicone, with BBLs. I mean, people die under these things. So why can't we push the envelope when it comes to athletics?
Mm.
You know what I mean? To see how much really you can push a human body. Bodybuilders do it with steroids. So why can't we do it in athletics? Think about it. So I hope that goes through. That would be really exciting.
Is it not dangerous though, Saul? That's just dangerous.
BBLs are dangerous. That's why I just said that.
Yeah, but it's not like people are competing on who's... It's not a competition on who's got the biggest butt.
It's not. On social media, in the club it is. You know, and the girls with BBL, it's unfair. They're competing with girls with natural bodies.
How come you guys haven't had BBLs, you ladies? Where's the nyash? There's no nyash in this room.
There is it. Yes. There is.
Oh, Saul's been seeing some nyash.
Huh?
You see some nyash in this room?
I do. Yeah, I do.
Dudu doesn't have a big nyash.
Not big, but for a body, it's
stand up. Let's see. I haven't seen it in a while. Let's see.
Suvuma producer Rakbon. Produce the goods.
Fat Checker's got a bigger nyash, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Actually.
But bro, it's unhealthy. It's dangerous. But bodybuilders do it. They take steroids. You know, yes, Mr. Olympia, they've got like, they check the doping, but a lot of people are still saying, still, you know, the Oaks are still doing it. It's not that stringent. So why can't we do it? And also, these are adults who are saying, I'm willing to put my body on the line to see how much we can get out of a human body.
For me, what I foresee, and we're not going to end up seeing people, okay, you're taking steroids or whatever, and it's allowed. Then we start seeing people just drop dead while competing.
But they sound running.
No, but it just, I feel like it becomes a dangerous game. Now we're going to see bodies drop on the field.
But
it's one thing. It's one thing that you do all of this and you're just going to stand still. But now you're going to add, because you don't know, there is wherever they're racing, whether they are running or whatever, it's sports at the end of the day. So you don't know what's going to happen during that time when they are performing in that sport. What could happen? Because they could have pushed the envelope and tried to take as much as possible so that they can win. You get what I mean?
I do. Kanye West's mom passed away while getting cosmetic surgery. Why aren't we stopping cosmetic surgeries?
There's many more women who've passed on while on the table.
Why are we not then prohibiting those?
It's a cosmetic surgery, I guess. It's yourself elected. It's a self-elected, you know.
And this is not.
And being part of doping Olympics won't be, because you sign up for it to say, I want to pump this much into my body. I'm willing to put my life on the line for it. What's the difference?
The thing is, with the platform of, after you do that, you're now going to be performing, whereas you are racing. And that's what I'm saying. Don't you foresee that what's going to happen? You're going to see bodies drop. Dying. It's one thing dying while you're taking these steroids and it's not like we're not seeing it. But now while people are performing, because obviously there's that adrenaline rush that you're trying to win and something. Then, someone is just dying there. Then it'll be like, oh yeah, maybe it's because of they took a high dosage of this and that.
We see guys dying in Formula One. We see guys dying in other sporting activities, in skiing, for example. Mm. We see Oaks dying in extreme sports.
Yeah, you know, those are extreme sports. You get that, yeah. But I'm just saying, in this case, hey, I foresee it's going to be dangerous.
Imagine, I'm all for it, man. When we say the fastest man, then it must be a conversation of doping or not doping. You know what I mean? And we literally know the fastest man. I think it would be exciting to watch.
Yeah.
And I hope it goes through eventually, because we've allowed so many things that are dangerous to happen within society as well. You know, and these are consenting adults.
Mac, what do you
think?
I would
watch it.
I'm not really interested in this topic.
Oh, yeah. What topic are you interested in?
So much for asking Saul, like, what is on his mind?
He does that a lot.
Yeah. Like, I'm not interested. No, but I'm just, like, if you're watching a game, are you interested in watching people who have taken whatever extreme, like, steroids or whatever just to help them perform better? Would you be interested in watching those people?
It sounds like good content. And the more they drop, the better.
Oh. I'm here for the death.
Nah, man, I would watch
Hashtag.
It. It's quite crazy, though. The founders of PayPal are doing the most, because that guy is the founder, like one of the co-founders of PayPal, along with Elon Musk, and he's doing the Neuralink thing. Mm. It's like a chip in your brain that's going to allow your brain to communicate with a computer or machinery, for example, that you're not even touching. How cool is that?
Oh, yeah, man. It reminds me, I was thinking during the week, if we had a time travel machine thing, né?
Yeah.
And we traveled, let's say, to 2050.
Mm. Okay, to the future.
Yeah, to the future.
Okay.
And you're chilling with someone.
Okay.
What would you tell them of how black people are now in 2024? What would you say to them?
Okay, so how people...
I don't know.
Black people were.
I don't get it.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Why must I tell them how black people were or are?
No, so he's asking, how are black people in 2024? You're sitting with this guy. He's in 2050.
And how are black people then?
No, how are black people now? So you're giving him the lowdown on how black people are now. What would you say to him?
Hey, bro, how do I describe black people? Like, it's difficult to describe black people because that's too broad. Black people are black people. Like,
but how are they?
They're not 2024? The same in Iceland than they are in South Africa. They're not the same in Santon than they are in...
No, I don't understand in what context. Like, what are you asking? In terms of their thinking or their mindset?
Yes, yes. So you're in 2050, dog. Mm. And this guy is asking you, how were black people back in 2024?
I think 2050 is too soon because most likely they'll still be the same. But let's say with 300 years, you know? Mm. I'd say they are still disenfranchised, a lot of them, and still the world over, you know, discriminated against. And like the effects of oppression and slavery, the world over, is still felt. And we're still getting the raw end of a lot of deals globally, period. And yeah, we're a bit far behind. Mm. Very, very behind.
They hate each other?
Because of that. Mm-hmm. Mainly because of that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're not really a united front. And I feel because of such things, you know, because we're still dealing with the first, you know, the first one in the family to achieve X and Y, to do this, to do that, whereas it's not yet a culture. And therefore, there's a lot of competitiveness. But we're still disenfranchised and still trailing far behind because of the history of beat apartheid, beat slavery. I mean, in Africa, we don't even own the minerals, even though we're the richest continent. You know what I mean? So that's still where we are. That's the picture of black people. In America, people are still getting just shot. So wherever, it's the same story where the black man is lesser or seen as lesser by the powers that be, which generally are white controlled.
Mm. What do you think, Oslady? What would you say?
Just say basically that black people were liberated, you know, they were able, they were not as oppressed as previously, because obviously there's apartheid and then there was this phase and that. So I'll just explain it like that, like kind of the build up of this is what were times where this there was change, whether it was political, depending on what happened. So I would kind of like explain of a more of the mindset of black people, not just the poverty stricken, whether it's the middle class, you know, or the rich. So that's just where there was kind of like not a balanced, but you just had these kind of different minds. Mm. It was only just one kind of mindset, whereas maybe that was pre-1994.
Did you see that guy who owns Louis Vuitton and that he's now the richest man in the world? Did you guys see that?
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah. His name is
CEO.
Yes.
He's the group leader.
Yeah, Bernard Arnault or something.
Yes.
He's apparently now the world's richest man, eclipsing the likes of Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and others. He's the CEO of an empire that includes Louis Vuitton, Moët and Chardonnay, Hennessy, Sephora, Christian Dior, Givenchy, and a whole lot more, man. Yes, this guy, yes. He's like, his catalog is crazy.
Wow. Mm.
But I don't respect him, though.
Why?
He never built any of these things. He just bought.
Aha. Uh-huh.
But what's wrong with that, Mac? That's clever.
Good question.
That's very, very clever.
It's a shortcut.
No.
But it's still selling stuff that people want. Exactly. And he's taken these companies from wherever they were to greater heights. Hennessy has been around for years and it's now still as relevant now more than ever. There have been other brands that fell through the cracks because they lacked leadership, such as these guys. So you have to give him credit for that. That he's good at keeping these companies afloat or bringing some of them to the fore and actually adding value to them.
Nah, I get you, but I respect someone who built something from scratch.
No, Mac.
You know, like Elon Musk, you know what I mean? I respect that guy.
True.
No,
but you can
no,
also
actually
respect someone when Elon Musk dies, who's going to keep the companies running and not run them to the floor. Because the average human would run them to the ground, I mean. The average human would.
Yeah, but what are you running? You're running someone's IP, someone's creativeness.
But not everybody can start something.
Yeah, and not everybody can be respected.
Tim Cook. So you don't respect Tim Cook? You don't respect Tim Cook?
No, fuck no, man. That guy's done nothing. It's been the same iPhone for 20 years, bro.
But he's improved.
What has he improved?
The MacBook Pro has gotten better. The Apple Watch gets better. A lot of products get better, bro.
Come on, man.
Anybody else? Look, it takes special skills to keep a company like that. We've seen many companies, Kodak, right? Mm. If let's say Kodak was still around and performing at the highest level, you should respect the guy who did that. Because where's Kodak today? It's gone. Mm-hmm. Because the guy who sat at the helm failed to adapt to, you know, with technology and the changes in technology. Mm. So there is something that you have to admire with someone who can do that, because it's still not, like I said, the entire human population that's capable of that. I get what you mean, but you can't still take away from the people who are able to sustain things and who are able to lead
companies. You can, dog. Without all these brands, what would he have? What did he create?
He would have done something
else.
He didn't
create anything.
He didn't create shit, dog.
No.
Yeah,
it's not about creating.
Imagine if everyone in this room...
It is about... What do you mean it's not about creating?
It is. It's not about creating. It's not.
What is it about?
There's great power in also buying businesses. Honestly.
Identifying businesses. And improving
power. Exactly.
Come on, guys. Those are two different conversations.
No, but you're putting respect on someone who built something and then someone and comparing them to someone who just bought. You're saying you respect someone because they started.
Yes.
So it's almost like you are about a person must go through the trenches in order. No.
Yes.
You're saying you don't respect someone who doesn't build a house from scratch but gets a house there
and just buys it.
And then modernizes it, makes it great or maintains it. There's some good in that.
Yeah.
You can't say you don't respect them because they didn't build their own house. They bought it and renovated it and made it better. Because a lot of people, given that house, they could keep it the way it is and it could deteriorate over time.
Mm. Or someone who was born rich and it's like, oh, then they made, they, with those riches, they were still able to become something big. So it's like, you can't just say, I lack respect because of you already born rich compared to someone who had nothing. Still, everyone deserves their congratulations. You understand?
Mm. Fat checker, you're born rich.
I wish. No, I just wanted to correct you about your Elon Musk statement. Yeah. Elon Musk did not start Tesla. He joined it in 2004. And Tesla started in 2003 by Martin Edhard and Mark Tepening.
And then did he start SpaceX?
But he grew it.
He bought Twitter and then changed it into X. Mm. Oh, you're speaking...
No, SpaceX. SpaceX.
Sorry. Yes, he did start it. But
yeah, what about... Yeah. Steve Jobs. Yeah. Now we're talking.
There's great respect in starting things and making them successful.
Yep.
And there's also great respect in joining a moving train and improving it or making it better and growing it and keeping it well oiled.
Mm, mm.
Those two things can be correct, bro, at the same time.
Okay, not against
you. Basically, it's just seeing an opportunity and riding with it, and it becomes a success, and you are part of that. Hey.
It takes a certain level of talent to also do that.
To pinpoint those, you know.
You got me by the house there. I didn't ever come back there.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like,
you got me by the house.
In a time where everybody has a house, you know, you still congratulate someone for buying an existing house than building one.
No, somebody's good at that.
Did you guys watch Big Brother this week?
Hold on, before we move, how would you describe black people in 2050?
Yes.
When you took the time machine?
Fucked up. We all fucked up.
How so, bro?
We hate one another.
Yeah.
Our women wanna, who's this now?
It's Tammy.
It's Matamela.
Oh, no, it's okay. We're just recording the biggest podcast in Africa. It's fine. You can just come in. It's okay.
Don't they say like pregnant women but cause a utapan balala or something? And she's heavily pregnant.
Oh. She's due anytime soon. Yeah.
You're pregnant forever.
No, but hey, she's due anytime soon, right? You're due soon.
Are you live? Are you going live? Yes. Clima. We don't do that here.
Why is she alive?
I don't know. Hey, clima.
Why are you live?
Why are you live though? Why are you live?
She's doing her job.
Which one is this one?
Which one is this one now?
Yeah.
Coming with you undermining us.
Hey, Matamel.
So I was saying, yes. We hate one another.
Yeah.
There's jealousy.
There's a reason for that.
Our black women want to be like white women. They just do everything that everyone in Hollywood is doing. We hate each other's tribes. Oh, man, it's just fuckery all over. There's no unity.
Don't you think it would be the same if historically the roles were changed? What white people have been throughout the history of the world, if it were black people and then white people, let's say they were in Africa, they had the resources and we came over to Africa. We took, you know, over. We killed them. There was mass genocide and there was apartheid, but it was blacks in charge. People with that history, don't you think they'll be mentally fucked
as well?
Yeah, but
you're talking about the effects. I'm talking about the product of 2024. This is what I'm seeing.
True, but there's underlying issues that cause that.
Yeah, we're not talking about the issues.
The symptom. I'm talking about the causes. If it were a different race with the same causes, the symptoms would still be the same. You're talking about the symptoms.
Yes.
But there's a reason for that.
It's we're
all born, when we're born, they're like, let me inject you with some negativity and jealousy for your own people. You know what I mean? It's the environment in which a lot of black people are raised.
Yeah, but it doesn't change that. That's how I see black people now in 2024.
It's a fact. That's how they are.
Yes. But we're not talking about why.
He's
not asking. The guy's not asking why. He's asking.
All facts.
Yeah.
That's a very honest picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I got you back, man.
Do you have anything?
No.
One.
It's not about that, man. But yeah, dog. Yeah, yeah. You're right. That's the picture. That's the grim picture.
And if they ask for, okay, what was positive about black people then? What would you say?
Good question.
What was positive? We definitely know how to have fun. We know how to entertain.
You sound like you're going to say, we could dance.
Shit, with all that we've been through, like, we always find a way to just push forward, man.
We're resilient.
That's the one. Yeah. That's the one, man. Yeah. And generally, I think we are God's favorite people, man, because we are just nice people, man. Like,
We're incredible.
Yeah. You know, as a species, like, we take so much shit and we still come out strong.
But we're not the bank's favorite people.
Point of interest. You're right. We're not.
Did you want a loan recently? Did you want a loan recently?
She's been on this tip even before we recorded, because I suggested we must get Emerald Fanzel. She was like, "Yeah, let's get Emerald Fanzel," because he does amazing work in exposing how banks are unfair to black people when it comes to the interest they charge us on our car loans and our bonds and just general loans altogether. And she's been like on it, you know. So it's possible you got rejected. Hey.
No, not even. I didn't.
Nothing wrong with getting rejected for a loan.
Yeah, but
you see what I'm saying about
it happened. Remember, he told us.
You see what I'm saying about resilience? We all know that. All black people know that we're getting screwed by the banks, but we still go there.
Push through.
Ish.
We still go there.
Because we don't have our own banks.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? We don't have
Just keep it moving.
Banks, yeah.
I mean, that scandal of theirs, they admitted and nothing happened, dog. They just got fines and they keep it moving.
Yeah.
You know, it's fucking wild.
Yeah.
I was saying, did you watch Big Brother this week, man? Apparently I missed out.
I didn't watch it, but I heard what happened.
Yeah.
What happened?
Liema, one of the girls in the house, Liema, spat on a guy, I think twice.
Oof.
And slapped him, if I'm not mistaken, over an argument.
Oof.
Yeah, it says here, Big Brother Mzansi keeps tongues wagging this week as a female contestant named Liema got in a fight with housemates. It escalated as she began physically assaulting a male contestant and spitting in his face.
Oh.
Social media calls for another disqualification, stating that if it were a male who assaulted a female, he would have been disqualified and cancelled. I wanted to bring this up last week, that when they cancelled that guy, which is rightfully so, right? But don't you think it was going to now open up a can of worms in terms of when something does something untowards that people don't like, it's going to be like, they must be disqualified as well. Remember we spoke about it last week?
We did. But I don't think people are calling for the disqualification, because a precedent has been set that if you step out of line, you must get disqualified. Spitting in someone's face is disgusting and it's demeaning. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't see it having a place in the Big Brother
Is it
house.
Worse than, come here, is it worse than this one? Come here. Is it worse than...
Way worse. There's nothing wrong with that.
That one is like they're taking you for Popeye, literally, dog.
So you'd rather get spat on than this. Which one would you prefer?
Yeah. Is that what you're saying, bro?
Spat on, you can...
no, Mac.
Spat on, bro.
Let me think about it.
Like, not in a kinky manner also, right? Not in a kinky way. Not as a kink. Come on, bro.
Spat on, you can forgive it.
Nah.
Maybe if someone says it was an act out of rage, You know, like at that moment. So at that moment, I couldn't control my emotions. And that's what led me to do that. Mara, to do that, you are intentionally knowing, okay, cool, I am about to disrespect this person. Yeah. And this is my intention. So spitting can be unintentional, like act out of rage. You know what I mean?
No, man, it's still intentional.
It's still intentional.
You walk up to a person, you don't just find yourself spitting in their direction.
No, bro, there's things that happen in the when you're raging, ne, that you can't control.
That's the same person also say the same thing. That is bullshit. That happened just out of, it was like because of my rage.
No, you don't just stand there and... you have to like walk to the person, touch their forehead, and then
spitting, you have to generate emotions.
No,
before you get there. With that spit, you can just go
No. You need to get close to them. You don't spit from 30 meters
exactly.
And hit the person's face. And then then push them back and aim. You know what I mean? And then unleash and open your mouth and take aim for the face.
Chillers are right. Imagine. The podcast I saw fine. We're arguing about spitting in.
No, bro. So are you saying that girl is justified to spit in someone's face?
I'm saying which one would I choose between? For me, that one is more disrespectful, bro.
So that one is a disqualifiable offense over spitting in the face in the Big Brother house.
And the slap?
If you were Big Brother and making the rules.
Nah, obviously not.
Yeah, bro.
Obviously not.
Look, it's not the most demeaning behavior. Look, there's other... She could have shat on him. She could have pissed on him. You know what I mean? But this time she spat on the guy and I feel like that is... it doesn't even warrant a warning. It's like, you're out.
Nah.
For me, it's like you're out, man.
And also,
how do you
slapping.
Spit on someone's face, bro? Like,
but she's got some mean girl behavior. That girl, hey, she's very like mean girl. You know those
what
mean
else
girls at high school.
Did she do?
She's dating a guy, right? And then this guy, he also likes this other girl, but the other girl is not so great looking. She's like a grenade.
Okay.
So she kept saying, "Oh, I'm hotter than you know." Like those mean girl vibes.
Trying
to put her down because she's prettier.
Yeah.
Like, her go-to thing is, I'm prettier than her.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why the guy looked somewhere else. You know, because she's all about her prettiness. And I don't get people like that. Because it's like, well, with all those looks, we actually had a steal by an ugly person. You know, that says more about you also. Not that it's entirely her fault. The guy also chooses. But clearly the guy's not satisfied by you.
Bro, do you think a Big Brother, you could chart like three girls at the same time?
Now, yeah. Then,
at the same time, as in foursome?
No. As in like date in the house. Three, Mara, they don't know.
Nah, that's not possible.
The house is too small, bro.
The house is too... What do you shag and no one sees you? Whether you natural and a pants or machete, someone sees you.
Because how many rooms are there at the end of the day?
Yeah, there's like two main rooms. The last time I checked, where the guys sleep here, the ladies sleep here.
This thing is
simple. You
can
sleep with anyone, though.
This thing is simple. It's not about rooms. You have the main chick, right, that everybody knows in the house.
Okay.
Right? Then you get a side one who you tell her, listen, nah, Krinkrin, I want you. But you see, I'm already with this one. But I'm going to leave her for you. Who I want. And then you get one for after hours, where after hours and even sleeping, you know it's me and you.
MacGyver. You're watching. You're dissecting Big Brother.
No, I'm telling you. All those girls are thirsty, bro.
Now, you can formulate the plan. You won't execute it, Mac. Let's be honest, bro.
I wish I could go in that house. I promise you, it's possible.
There's no girls who get child in secret in Big Brother.
Exactly.
No, girls.
And also, remember,
girls are never the one that do the talking. It's the niggas. The niggas ring too much.
Nah, bruh, it's not happening.
That says a lot about the guys then.
You know? And then what you also do is you get the side chick, ne? Must be the chick that the main chick hates. Because then the side chick will get with you to prove a point to the main.
Bro, you can do that in a community, ne? Like in any state, you can do that. Yeah, well, fuck eight women. You can do that. Man. Fuck eight women in the same state. Right? And they see one another, know one another. Maybe they don't talk to one another.
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah.
But in the house, forget
you can't.
It. Bro.
You can't.
Especially because there's cameras. None of these girls want to be shagged, you know, in front of cameras. A lot of them, in fact.
No, I mean, as thirsty as they are.
Don't
dim it down to just shagging. I'm saying you could get away with it, though. You could have three girlfriends in the house. Promise you. If you're smart,
can't.
And you laid low.
No, if you're not putting, if you're not putting it to shagging, then I get what you mean. Like it's just basically having flings and flirting.
Or without sex.
Yeah. If it leads to that, it does.
So how with your main girl, mm-hmm. how do you then sit and then have a fling with somebody else and sit for hours in the jacuzzi with somebody else and you've got a main girl that's known to everyone in the house and outside?
Like I said, you target the one who the main girl hates. They don't get along because they'll never talk. They'll never talk.
But people will see you with the other girl and they'll tell your girl.
Oh, it's challenges, my man. We are doing challenges. We are prepping for the house team, whatever thing that
I get what you mean.
Man, I've got experience, more experience than you in the house. Please take my word for it. When I say it, it'll never work.
Like
my many experience, experience. I've been in Brick Brother. Please, it will never work.
I watch it more than you, bro.
Yeah.
I've studied this game.
Yeah.
It don't work, man.
Because that was 10 years ago. Mm. Maybe now, what Mac is, because he's currently watching.
Yeah, why didn't you get any bumps, Doc?
Hey?
Why didn't you get any bumps?
I tried. Kat didn't want to give me bumps. I failed to get bumps.
So we have the same experience.
Of no bumps. Oh, you tried getting bumps from Kat?
No.
Oh, no bumps.
Never met Kat.
No, I didn't get bumps, bro. I tried to get bumps.
So how is the experience similar? Wait.
We both didn't get bumps
and I haven't
on Big Brother.
Okay.
Him and I haven't gotten bumps on Big Brother. That's the punchline.
Okay.
Nah, not happening, bro.
Okay.
But honestly, I feel like if it was a guy who spat on a girl's face, it's
carnage.
A different story altogether. Carnage. You know what I mean? And I think women also need to be held accountable for their actions as well, you know? Especially, like, I think Big Brother missed... An opportunity, you know, but I think that was bullshit behavior.
Does it not fall under assault, though, what she did? It doesn't fall under assault.
It falls under Siamosh.
Oh, yeah, the hashtag, you know? Yeah.
Hey, do that Siamosh thing. You were right, eh?
Yeah.
That sounds like Mosh. Nah, anything, man,
I don't think we'll have a Big Brother coming back. It'll just be cancelled after this. Yeah.
But I think it falls under maybe criminal injury, maybe.
Whoa.
Yeah. Ane? Yeah, it's criminal injury, definitely.
What's that? You've explained it before, criminal injury.
Like stripping someone of their dignity, essentially, you know? Mm. Yeah, like if I pull down your pants in public, let's say on Big Brother, that would qualify as criminal injury, I think. Mm. So, yeah, it does, definitely, man. It's foul.
Yeah, that is foul.
That's foul what you did. It's not nice at all.
Anyway, on a lighter note, there's a new condom in town.
There's a new condom in town. Let's go.
And it's launching for the very first time on Podcast and Chill South Africa. We would like to introduce to you your best and your newest wingman, Score Condom.
Give me the yellow pack, please.
So they've got the blue one is dotted and ribbed condoms.
Mm.
And then they've got ultra fine condoms, which are these ones. And then they've also got Climax Delay. Which one are you? Are you
climax
blue or yellow?
Delay.
I'm a yellow guy, bro. I'm a thinnest
how
in
do you
this range.
Delay a climax?
You'll have to try it to find out.
Yay! Yeah. Yeah. Why are you curious in that one?
That's interesting. Yeah.
Never?
A climax delay. How does that? No, please explain.
It's for guys who come fast, man.
Yeah.
It's for guys who come fast.
Yeah.
So it's like blocks the cum.
Try it.
All condoms block the cum. You know that, right?
Listen. You got a whole box. You can try it.
Okay.
All of this week.
No.
And then come and tell us how it works.
Okay. I'll take the white box.
Yeah, you take the white
I'm
box.
I'm taking the white box.
No, man, I like the skin feeling, you know, on a condom. Like, so thin, definitely.
Yeah, nothing beats thin, man.
Nothing, bro.
Yeah. Thin, ultra, ultra thin.
Oh, man.
Is that the right size? You need a bigger size?
I don't know. Want me to try it on now?
No, it's one size fits all. It's one size fits all.
So they got a cool campaign that they're running, right? Score. We are looking for the ultimate celebrity hookup. So what people have to do is just follow us on social media. We're going to put a post about Score condoms and they must tell us which celebrities they'd like to hook up.
Oh, wow.
And then Score condoms is going to become hashtag Mzanzi's ultimate wingman. So what we're going to do on the Thursday episode, whoever the chillers choose, we're going to get the celebrities to hook up on Thursday.
Oh, Tom, so us and the chillers and the rest of South Africa are like the wingman helping this guy to score.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Great, man.
So you guys must determine which celebrities you want to see this coming Thursday for the ultimate celebrity hookup. Let us know, comment, and then we'll hook them up and meet them and do the show on Thursday. And yeah. I think that's a cool campaign,
right?
That's
a nice one. Let's try to get someone like sophisticated, open-minded, a score guy, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Who cares about pleasure, not just for himself, but even for the crowd as well, you know? Because,
yes.
So, yeah, I wonder who we're going to get.
Like, sounds like you're talking about us, but we'll be...
Yeah, we can't be involved, guys. We can't be... Let's invite the couple, the celebrity couple that's going to get hooked up.
Yeah,
let's invite them on the show. I think that would be great.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see if there's actual chemistry there, because that's where it all starts, with the chemistry.
Yeah.
I've been trying to open this up. Please.
So where can the chillers like literally just share who they want? Where? On all our social platforms?
Yeah, all our social
platforms.
Under the
hashtag, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
The hashtag is hashtag Mzansi's Ultimate Wingman.
And you can name anyone you want.
Hey, you can tell we don't use condoms. Hey!
Hey!
Oh, that's how you do it.
All right. Oh, it's pure and
express.
Feel what?
You know we're married, chief.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh. Shang and Vince McMahon, raw.
Hey, man. Yeah.
So, Lushate Nova.
I'm not married, but I'm very committed, you know? These are dope, man.
Yeah. When last did you use condoms,
how many
bro?
Are in the pack? Wait.
When last did I use condoms? It's been a minute.
It's been a minute, man.
Mm.
Yeah. How many are in the pack? Three.
Hey, yeah,
no,
guys, it's been a while, guys. It's been a while.
Oh, damn. You've got things to dispose in.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
pouch, yeah.
Yeah, so you're doing a hookup and you're outdoors and you don't want to ruin the environment. When you're done with your stuff, you just... slotted in here.
Mm.
Oh. I like these gold condoms.
It's three. One for each girl in the Big Brother house.
The one for your dreams.
So dope.
Anyway, Ghost Lady, what you got for us, man?
Guys, there's a whole story.
Who's been scoring? Because I know my Pepanda was going to tell us someone is dating this week.
Yeah.
Who's been scoring?
Who's been scoring? No. We don't know who's scoring.
Oh. Skomota didn't score?
Nah, they're playing with him, Jay. Didn't you see he's wearing an ANC t-shirt. They're trying to use him. Oh, that's so sad. I didn't like that images of Skomota.
But he scored more gigs, you know, as you can see. He's scoring more gigs. I saw the ANC thing, right?
But he was fast asleep. I saw him fast asleep there under that tent.
So what's the aim behind that? So if Skomota wears an ANC shirt, we're all going to vote ANC?
I think so. They were really trying.
Well, there's a Skomota friends and they're trying to hop on it, I guess. I mean, you saw even Bafana Bafana doing the Skomota dance.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so it's the whole thing. It's,
that was a blue tick. That was like, he's arrived.
Nah, he's verified. He's verified now.
I still can't do it.
You'd be silly.
How do you do it?
The dance.
I don't know how to do it. I've never even tried doing it.
Must you look like you have epilepsy or something?
Yeah. No,
like then you shake your hand, your knees or wiggle them.
I can do that one.
No, you can't. You guys are just, you can't dance. You'll never be able to do that.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Like, so which dance would you guys able to do? The old challenges that have come.
This one, I used to do this one.
Ingwaz, that's Ingwaz, yeah?
Yeah.
Ingwaz. Or is Dolat?
That was 10 years ago.
Yeah, I can't dance.
That was actually before my piano. Are there any my piano dances you can do?
Fuck no, man. Fuck no.
Which one?
Oh, the...
Yeah.
Mac, try it.
Hola, Mac. Kombelan is his new name now. Kombelan.
Oh, okay, guys.
People dance, man.
Who?
We make people dance.
Okay.
We are DJs. You're not supposed to know how to dance. You must make people dance.
With the trend right now. With the trend.
DJs dance.
As a DJ, you must go step there on the stage and do something.
You've never seen Philo Leti. They dance these days.
And that's why I get AP piano. I'm like, my man, dance there.
That's the guy who plays the piano. Yeah.
I'll play the music. You dance.
You see, that's the pressure, right? Yeah, well, now you need someone to dance.
Yeah. What you got for us, Ghost Lady?
So, guys, Maphorisa, did you see that live? So he basically said, if you record at his studio, your songs are automatically his.
He's right.
Yeah?
He's right. Technically, yeah.
Okay. But this is the reasoning also. He said if he buys you food, pays for the electricity at the studio automatically, obviously. So those are also the reasonings, right? Then the person who came back to that and obviously was against that was Prince KB.
Prince KB, yes.
So obviously he was just ridiculing that, like, how come on? Why would someone like speak like that? You know, we're in a day and age where you have to give people their, you know, it's the whole masters thing, and you know, just you can't just take ownership of everything.
He's right there as well.
True. Mm. And then, but I also saw another live. Not even alive, of Maphorisa almost kind of saying that he was joking. Why do people take him so serious?
Nah, he wasn't joking,
no,
man.
He wasn't joking.
He wasn't joking. He was in his feelings there.
I don't think he ever said that. Did he say he was joking?
No, he was just saying, why do people... He didn't say I was... It kind of insinuated.
Get that live. I didn't see that one. I saw the one where he was having a rant, but I didn't see
that one. Yes, he did have a rant. And later on, there was a video. He's like, why do people take everything, you know, like so serious and just like, you know, you don't have to take everything that a white person says. And then obviously made a mockery of about a Prince KB, just like with his nudes, like, you know.
A porn star. That was funny. Yeah.
So, ouch, you know. So that was when he... his comeback.
They came for him,
you know. So, unfortunately.
And you know, when Pori says in Caspitori, it hurts even more.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I said, hey, it was a bit like, woo. It was tough.
No, issue number one, when you do record at someone's studio, they own the masters.
Mm.
Yeah, that is true. It's been true for the longest time ever. Mm-hmm. And then him mentioning the Nandos, whatever. I think he wasn't mentioning like specifically he buys him food. He was just trying to say that there's a cost implication to you recording into my house.
Yeah. Mm.
So the mic, the speakers, you know. And then he just mentioned the food, whatever. But he was trying to say that there's a cost implication. And then Prince KB replying is also right, because the music system was built to exploit artists, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as an artist yourself, like Pori, who's been in the trenches, you know, started making music from the back room, whatever, been through the journey of being an artist, and now
also getting exploited.
Also getting exploited. And then now he's a big boy in the big rooms. You would think that someone with that power would want to change the system.
Yeah.
Not champion the same system that's exploiting people.
Mm.
So, because he has the power to change it.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Which is what Prince KB, I think, was trying to say, if you have that power where you can not exploit people because that's how people have been doing business for years, then try not to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how the game has always been. You know what I mean? And we've said this before, that the deal between a record label and an artist is exploitative. It does not make it right, though, but it's exploitative. And generally, record labels, sometimes you may go with a finished product, you know, a whole album. And then they will offer you to give you money for the production cost. Meaning now, they will own the master because they've paid for that master or they've paid for the creation of that master.
Yes.
And bear in mind, when Pori says that if you come to his place and record there, use his mics, use his electricity and everything, he will own the master.
Mm.
Now, there's two like main rights involved in a song when you create a song. Mm. There's the master rights, and then there's copyrights. And within copyrights, then you're going to have the mechanical rights, going to have the performance rights. Now, a producer or a songwriter will always fall within the copyright part of things, meaning your intellectual property is still attached. Masters simply mean it's the guy who can decide to license the stuff out, who can decide how this recording is going to get exploited. Now, there are times when it depends what kind of deal you have also with your record label, where an artist or a producer can be part of those rights as well. Mm. So Porter is not saying that he's the only one who's going to benefit from the recording. He simply is saying he owns the rights, the master rights, because he funded the creation of that master. However, other people's intellectual property, creativity, went into play as well. And then due to that, they are also entitled to the royalties that come from the copyrights being played on air and the CDs, if it was still
but he doesn't
a
do
CD
that.
For sales.
But he doesn't do that, bro.
What do you mean?
He doesn't give them their fair share of the split sheets. He keeps everything.
Everything. That's, so he keeps the master rights and the copyrights.
Yes.
Is that
Okay, I don't know.
I heard him say, I own the master.
I don't know about copyrights, but I'm saying when it comes to the split sheets.
Copyrights are the split sheet. The split sheets speaks to the copyrights.
Yeah, then he owns everything. Yeah, then he doesn't share it accordingly. That's why his name is on every song that
yes,
comes from
but,
his label.
But he's then part of the copyrights. But the other names are also there. When you go on Spotify.
The other names don't get shit, dog.
When you go on, are you for real?
Dog, that guy's a vampire, bro. He feeds from the youth.
Hey, me, I thought he's just referring to, because I heard him talk about masters.
No, dog. That guy's a vampire, my man. So the right thing, he's greedy, that guy, my man. The right thing to do would be to share the split sheets accordingly.
Yeah.
But he doesn't do that. He does the whole thing of, I'm putting you on, so I'm taking 100%.
Of all the rights that are attached
everything.
To the song.
Yes.
Master rights, copyrights.
Yes. And if I'm lying, ask him to produce a split sheet. Let's see it. All of them, dog. That's why these boys are crying. Because, like, for example,
Boys?
Everyone that he works with, man. All these
Everybody?
Kids. Yeah, dog. Have you ever heard anyone say nice thing about Pori? Working with Pori. Everyone that leaves him has always got bad things to say. And people that are still in there have bad things to say. Well, what are the... You know when it was a red flag
Damn,
for me?
That's foul.
You know what was a red flag for me?
Yeah.
The moment you have to start counting how much good you're doing for other people, that's a red flag.
No, but sometimes you are made to count because people are ungrateful.
No, sometimes. No, dog. If you're doing the right thing, the people will speak for you. They will speak for you. They'll say, no, this guy really put me on. He did 1, 2, 3. Not like, why are you counting?
Okay, yeah. Okay, I hear when you
why,
say that.
Why are you keeping count? Because it means that you are not doing it from the goodness of your heart. You are doing it because you know what you are doing is wrong. And you have to now explain, or okay, it's like,
the
bro.
Families like, are eating.
Yes. Like, it's like you and your husband, right? How many good things do you do for him? But do you keep count?
No.
Because you're doing it from the goodness of your heart. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm. But the moment you guys are fighting, you're like, yeah, Mara, I do this for you. I do that for you. It means, oh, you're not doing it from your heart. You're not really putting people on like you say you are. You are doing it so you can look good.
Mm.
Do you get me?
Yeah. Hey.
I get you. But sometimes, and
but
I'm not defending
Paul defend
here, right?
You must be able to defend yourself,
but,
though, sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes if someone says...
What have you done?
Bro, for example, right?
Bro, the moment you have to start doing that, it's a problem.
For example, say now me, nah? I'm like, fuck it. I'm leaving the podcast. And then I go out there and be like, Mac didn't do shit for me. Mac this, Mac that, Mac this. You're in a position whereby
you
will
to.
Need to say, oh, but guys, here's how it is.
Hi.
And later,
why?
Public, you weren't doing it to keep score. You weren't doing it to keep score.
No, but you know what I've done.
True.
I don't need to say anything.
I'm denying it publicly.
Yeah. It's fine. But at the Oksala, you know.
Yes.
Ah, you understand? Man. It's like sometimes
it's a right of reply.
Other people feel
it's a right of reply.
Other people feel like they need to come out
guys.
Publicly and say Uthi Haibo. This guy must but who saw na so. I don't get what he's saying. Where's it coming from?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I'm not speaking about Porter. I'm just speaking about everyone who's ever come out in public to say, but this is what I've done for this person who's now slandering my name in public.
Bro, that's fucked up. What's his name? Aya did that, bro. Aya, when he left here, he went on all these podcasts and did a whole PR campaign saying all this bullshit. But not once did we sit here and say, we did this for him. We did that for him. It was because he knows.
But if we did that, we're well within our rights.
Exactly.
Or if you did that, you're well within your rights.
Yeah, you are. But I'm saying it doesn't mean you have to. For me, it's a red flag.
And it doesn't mean that you weren't doing it out of an honest heart
yes,
now that you're mentioning it.
Yes.
Unless you're mentioning it every corner without any argument having ensued and you're like, oh, no, I'm cocking, I'm going to say, oh, no, no, then yeah. But sometimes you need to defend yourself as a person as well.
No, dog. For what reason? You know what I did. So why must I go on public and say a name?
But that's your personality, man.
Yeah, that's just the way I see it.
Mm.
For me, that's a red flag. The moment you start saying, I did this for you, Kandi, why were you doing it? Were you not doing it because you want to help me?
Mm. But it's fucked up then. If Pori's not even giving the kids royalties,
dog,
like when their song plays, because Sambro collects royalties.
Pori wants the whole pie, dog.
So these kids don't get shit from Sambro?
Even when they get bookings, you have to. If you want to book an artist from Pori, you have to go under lock. Which means he gets a percentage from a booking for all his artists, which is fucked up, dog. Because artists eat from gigs. So
yeah,
give them the gigs, bro.
Yeah,
give them the gigs.
To run on their own.
To run on their own, bro.
Mm.
There was a campaign DSTV wanted to do with Popcorn and Cheese, like a nationwide tour or whatever.
Yeah.
And we were like, as Podcast and Chill Network, yes, Popcorn and Cheese is under our umbrella, but our agreement is for the podcast. So whatever happens outside of the podcast, even though it might start from the podcast, we have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
So if they want to take Popcorn and Cheese on the road, whatever, they must talk to Popcorn and Cheese and strike a deal with them. But if now you are being greedy, then it's like, okay, we need a piece of that tour money as well. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's just being greedy now, bro. If you're really helping people on, dog, you are talking about people recording from your studio, and when they record from your studio, you own the masters. Okay, dog, one bag of yours can buy all these kids' studios. Buy them kids' studios if you really want to help them so they can own their own masters. But he can't because he needs the kids so that he can make more money. When was the last time Paul released a song? Ali one. One. One man. Just DJ Mapuris. Give me one name. One song.
No.
There isn't, because the kids are his livelihood. The kids are the ones that make...
Isn't that his business, though?
Yeah, but doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it right. Hence, I said, if you know how fucked up and how exploitive this business is, when you have that power, do the right thing, dog. Do the right thing. This guy, what's his name? Mac Lopez. Right? I'm like, ah, dog, I love your shit. Love your vibe. We pushed him. We helped him, you know, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
We released the song, We're Along Together. I have no share in that. No, I'm not in the split sheets. I'm like, ah, dog, it's all yours, bro. Because this is your livelihood, but I'll help you push it. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's me trying to change. If I was being exploitive, I would have said I own 100% because released through my distribution channel. Do you get what I'm saying? But obviously, I'm not as big as Pori, so... Like, it's very small change. But I'm saying, when you're in a position where you can do the right thing, do the fucking right thing, bro. We've been exploited so long.
But what if in his defense he feels like he's doing the right thing?
How? The right thing is give the kids what they deserve. Put them in the split sheets. When they have bookings, let them eat from the bookings. He knows that's how artists
But eat. He will say then, you know, and I'm playing devil's advocate. Look at a Dali Wonga. Look at a Young Star now. Look at a Kabza. He's changed those guys' lives. You know, that's the good he's done. Because Piano was just Piano. He had a huge role in making it big as well. And he's changed those kids' lives. Even though, as you say, he's still exploiting a lot of them.
Bro, no one is taking away from the good that he has done. I mean, just look at Kabza. Look at everybody else that he's helped, right? But what I'm saying is that he's a leech, right? Like he looks at what's hot, ne? Sucks all the energy.
He doesn't build anything.
He doesn't build anything.
Going back to where we started.
You understand? Look at Shasha, dog. He sucked Shasha dry, threw it to the dogs. What's her name? There's a vocalist as well. I'm a Ningi Ningi. She did that song. Beautiful girl, man. What's her name? Buntle Smith. Yeah. Buntle Smith. Suck Buntle Smith onto the next one. That's what he does.
No, but what if in those cases you find that the people, they got money, but they were not able to take themselves to the next level? So it's like, I cannot like feed you and also carry you. You also have to do the work to build yourself. Like, you've got the platform, do what you got to do. So he's left with, maybe the success stories of the, whoever were counting your Kabzas and so forth, they were able to, with what I gave you, run the opportunity, you're able to run. The rest, maybe it's just like, they get comfortable and it's fine. Like, let me just stay in the studio. Let me just do this more. And that's where it's like, okay, if that's what you want, it's fine. I will use you here because that's what you want. You just want to stay here.
Ah, Ghostly, you're not hearing what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that, yes.
No, she's saying some people fall through the cracks, not by the doing of Maporisa or she shoved them to the side. Maybe they don't have the work ethic of a Kabza.
Yes.
Maybe that. I think that's what she's trying to say.
That, yeah.
Because now we're going to speculate.
We don't know.
Unless an artist comes up, we don't know. But, honestly speaking. But we can't assume their downfall was at his hand.
But what? That's the mark of a good leader. That's the mark of a good leader. If I'm really going to lead you, then you have to excel.
Mac.
You have to.
You can't take on that responsibility.
Mac.
There'll be few people who will get what you want, and there'll be others who will not get it. Even Jesus couldn't.
Because Bo Kamsa got it. Bo Dali Wonga, Bo Young Stana got
it. You cannot.
All these other
artists
he has signed, and they've been coming up. Bo Fairly T, you know what I mean, from his camp got it. It's like with the podcast. That's some people who fell by the wayside as the podcast emerged. You know what
even
I mean?
People that you currently
they've
have.
They've fallen can't be because you are a bad leader, for example.
Yeah.
So even currently, you may have like people around you, but not everyone is going to succeed.
But you may be right. I'm not saying we're speculating. But you may be right.
Here's the thing.
You may be wrong.
Here's the thing. I'm saying, Ori, Pori doesn't get into business with an artist to help them grow. He works with people that he's going to make money from. So it's all about money at the end
of
the day.
That's a business. That sounds to me like someone who's just business-minded.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But in the same light, that's where I'm saying the change. That's where the change starts. Instead of just looking at it as, okay, cool, this person is hot. If I do a song with them, I'm going to make money. Because his currency is relevant. That's how he still gets bookings and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So now, when he's hopping from whoever's hot to another, that's the mark of someone who's just doing business.
That's every label, though. Literally.
But it shouldn't
that's
be like
that's
that.
Every record label.
But it shouldn't be like that.
You identify who's hot now, you hop onto the bandwagon, you sign them, you exploit them as much as you can, and then if they on the side are pushing their name and become
does
someone
it make it
big,
right? Does
like
it make it
Black
right?
Coffee was signed by Kalawa.
Does it make it right?
Clap of Maporisa and Clap was signed by Kalawa. You know what I mean? I don't know what happened to Clap, but we know what happened to Black Coffee. Mm. Even though you can't clap. Oh, I'm going to clap by AKA and managers AKA though, so he can clap. But you see what I mean? Like, things happen. Artists are artists at the same time, bro. They also don't put in the work as well. They also, you know, record labels, Mac, exploit you and give you the platform, but they will exploit you. The world over, any record label, because you come with your talent, they will come with the resources. And those resources, they will own majority, if not all, your masters. It's fucked up if they're not giving you the performance rights and the mechanical rights, which as a creative, you are entitled to because you were part of the copyright creation of a song. They were responsible for the master recording of that song. You know, so if you're saying Pori's even delving to here, that he's fucked up for that. You know what I mean? And any record label that does that is fucked up for that. But record labels, since time immemorial, have been taking advantage of artists, and that's what the because they need to recoup their investment into an artist. Every label by default. That's why me, I don't like people are like, hey, can you sign me? I'm like, I have no business owning a record label. Because you're gonna put in your work, I'll put in a bit of resources, and then I need to make my money back.
Yeah, but so you
therefore
can't,
I'm gonna need to exploit you.
You can't say I'm growing this thing, I'm trying to help people. And then when people come, they still start at the same level that you started at, which is getting exploited and whatever. Where is the growth in that? Like, you have so much knowledge. It should be, the artists that are starting now should be starting at a better place than where you are. So, okay, if you started and there were no studios and you had to go to Kalawa to record and Kalawa keeps the studios sharp. Now, you're at a point where you can get these kids studios.
They become
their own Kalawas. They mustn't start, like, where's the growth? That's what I'm trying to say. You understand? It's like when I started the podcast, I was recording from an iPad. Now when the Bantuizis and Popcorn and Cheese come, they must also start from an iPad. No, they must start with Black Studio. And even now, Black Studio will drive them thanks to Kia Glenn. There's growth.
I get that.
You understand what I'm saying? So all I'm saying is if you're in a position where to make change, I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong.
Yeah.
We all know.
I get you 100%.
He's not doing anything illegal.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
but
doing
from
everything.
Someone who... Because I feel like the music industry was started by people who didn't have the creativity
to make
the music.
Thank you.
It was white people
wanted to eat.
In suits.
It's a capitalist
wanted to eat
machine.
From those with talent,
yes,
right?
Yes.
But now that the guys who have earned their stripes, who are creative, who made the music, who started in the shack, are ascending to the executives, things should be done different.
You understand? Like when I used to work at radio, we never got paid for appearance fees. So if the station was doing a gig wherever, we never got paid.
It has changed now.
Oh, has it changed?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they must have watched the podcast and changed it because that's what we do on the podcast now.
No, no, you're right. A lot of things have. On radio before, if there's a live read, right, or a power spot, for example, where you endorse a product, you are meant to switch on the mic and say, damn, man, so I bank with Absa, and the other day they gave me this incredible product. It's amazing. Boom, boom, boom. It has helped me. You must try it as well. Now, people are like, shit, if Salt has used this product, I'm getting it as well. Mm. Before on the radio, you didn't get paid for that.
Zero. Just
you know, now you get paid. Mm. You know, because of that cycle whereby the people who've been on the ground have gone up and be like, the conversation changes with the Absa to say, no, man, you know, these guys are endorsing you.
Yes.
You get paid if you're going to do, if Netflix is launching some stuff that wants Saul there to come have a watch party,
thank
you, pay for that, you know. So the same growth is essentially what you we should be seeing in the music game as well. And Pori, having been in that position, should be championing this.
Yes
He can say he did it with Gabza, for example, because Gabza is not, it's a Birdman Lil Wayne kind of situation. He's got his own thing happening now.
Yeah.
He's an exec.
Yeah, but Gabza is using the same model, dog. He's also got a China shop of producers that just produce. He's doing the same model.
I am for real.
It's the same model, dog. It's the same model.
Who's been signed to Gabza?
Musical, The Chef. Ah, there's so many, dog. There's so many.
Let's call one, man.
I don't have any of their numbers, bro.
Malky's left Gabza.
Marquis left. Calvin Momo was once part of the China show.
Oh, yes. Calvin Momo was part of Piano Hub. Damn. Fuck.
The China show.
But anyway, yeah, I get heated, man. I just do the right thing, man. Just do the right thing.
I get what you're saying.
Like, stop being greedy, man. The pie's big, bro. Piano's been played in every single club in the world, dog. How do you gatekeep that kind of money, bro?
Can't.
You can't. You're fucking mad, bro.
Can't.
Let people eat.
Not true. True.
Anyway, what's next?
How do you guys feel about Universal Music Group removing its music catalog from TikTok, the social media platform?
Because they were negotiating, né?
So basically, there were negotiations, right? Mm-hmm. And so they sent a letter to the owners of TikTok accusing the social media platform of offering an unsatisfactory payment for music and allowing its platform to be flooded with AI-generated recordings, which dilutes the royalty pool for real human beings, according to the company.
Mm. They're not making money.
Man, it's crazy how labels take advantage of kids, and then when they're getting taken advantage of, they are crying babies. And the rest of us was fucking really behind them. You know what I mean? Because they are crying. They've been crying. Spotify pays very little. Streaming services pay very little. They don't make much money.
Yep.
Yet, for such things, how many masters of artists do they own? And they give artists very small percentages as well. So to me, it's like, I don't feel for labels, you know, because like I said, contracts between label and artists are exploitative, you know? So when a new game player comes and shakes up the playing field, then they bitch as well. So I really don't feel for labels, but I get it, you know, that it's not much money that is made from, hence why with Spotify now, Spotify owes a lot of labels, and labels have essentially taken the power back, you know, because now they influence what must be on the front page on these playlists on Spotify. We've spoken about this before, but I don't feel for labels, man, because they take advantage of artists. They've been doing it for hundreds of years.
Hey, what happened to Shibby Shit?
Got into an accident. But he seemed fine.
He seemed fine because he was taking pictures. I saw pictures. He was taking pictures next to the car.
Oh, of course. People don't give a fuck.
Yeah, like
got into an accident now. Oh, cool. That's so sorry. Can we have a picture? That's how it is. Oh, you're eating with your child. It's her birthday. Oh, I don't give a fuck. Let's take a picture now. Oh, you're holding your child. Can we get a picture? You know what I mean? People really don't give a fuck. It's about what they want when they see you.
Hey, Marashivishin is police gangster, eh?
He is. He's what, like, he says he is, bro.
Okay. I heard he drives himself to gigs, eh?
Does he?
I heard so.
Yeah. Guess
damn,
so.
That's hectic.
That's hectic, man.
As long as he's sober, man, he must stay safe, bro. You know, a lot of people love him.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
As long as he's sober, he can. I mean, Malinga drives himself, you know, but he doesn't drink. So a lot of artists do that. If I know Fresh, I've seen him drive with that a car of theirs and his band. He also drives.
Fresh?
Yeah, I've seen him drive. Yeah, I've seen him drive. Mm. So as long as you're sober, man, now you can.
Mm. What else you got for us, Wesley?
Drive yourself. Oh, no. So I wanted to ask you
about
DJ Somebody's Friend. Oh, he does.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Simpiwe does.
Yes.
Yeah, Simpiwe drives because I drink.
Mm. Hey, when's that?
What's it?
Fucking booming.
Oh, he's fucking booming.
Please, Impure, no accidents this year. Please, man, we still need you, dog. Hey, hey, this guy.
I didn't see you lose pure, man. Somebody's friend?
Yes, that got shot, and but it didn't die.
DJ Vetti.
Vetis.
Yeah, DJ Vetis.
Vetis. What's going on? The corner shamans, you guys, eh?
Is there something that is...
Did you hear about it, son?
Yeah, I heard about
what
it.
What happened?
Like, it's... Somebody's best friend, DJ Vetis, got shot leaving a club. Oh. Similar style to DJ Somebody, because he got shot leaving his cafe Woodmead, right? He was leaving, I think, a Yep Yep, and he got shot, but he's alive. It was a hit, an attempted hit, clearly. I don't know what is up there, man, but I mean, it's no coincidence, really. Is it a coincidence if someone gets shot and then the best friend also gets shot at?
How do you find the resilience to wake up like after an incident like that, Doug? Like, isn't that traumatizing?
So you just choose to die? No, if you didn't die, you wake up.
Hey, but that must be traumatizing, man.
No, it is, definitely. No, Mac just asked, how do you find the resilience to wake up after that? So it's, you can't choose to die. If you survive, you survive. So you just wake up. Like, oh, thank God, I did not die.
What did you mean? Now your statement is confusing also. Hey. What did you mean? I understand the confusion.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I got you. No. But what do you mean? Like,
no, I'm saying after being shot at and you almost die, right?
Yes.
Like, sharp is fine.
You're in the coma now, sharp.
No, you survived. Go home, you survived, boom, boom. The next day, like, how do you find the strength to be like, yo, let me wake up and do what I gotta do. Because it must be traumatizing, bro. It's like,
definitely.
If had the bullet just gone in a centimeter to the right, it was gone. Like, how do you go to if it was a stop sign, how do you stop at the stop sign? Like, the trauma.
How does life carry on?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't know how to survive, man, a hit, eh?
Mm.
And they're so brazen. Did you see the Rand Water guy? Do you know there's a Rand Water guy who got killed? In front of school kids.
Justice.
Yeah. Wow. So Rand Water had a back to school thing. There was the ANC Johannesburg chief whip there. Wow. Rand Water director or something was there. One of the big wigs at Rand Water. They were about to give out shoes to school kids. And it's disturbing because clearly someone within that hall, it was a hall, sent the instruction to the shooters that, yo, the guy is here. He's ready now. And the guy got in, went on stage. Boom! 10 bullets, I think. 10 shots. Shot the Rand Water guy. Shot the ANC chief whip. But they just, like, hit him in the shoulder. He survived. And as that was happening outside, shot the bodyguard as well of the Rand Water guy. Then you ask yourself, why does a Rand Water guy have a bodyguard?
Huh.
Just in front of school kids.
Would you guys do a podcast in a hostel?
In a hostel?
Mm.
Yeah, why not?
Me?
You want to go to a hostel?
Yeah, I was at a hostel like 2 weeks ago.
What are you doing at a hostel?
I wanted to eat the meat there. I felt like chisanyama.
Oh, nice.
So
which hostel?
Tuso in Tembisa.
Oh, nice. Tembisa. Oh, when you called me, I was at the car wash. You were in a hostel.
After that, yes.
Is it?
After that. Oh, yeah, no, before. So we ended up chilling there because when we went to the hostel, like everyone wanted pictures every 5 minutes. So we couldn't chill and eat.
The guys at the hostel?
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
What's special with the meat at the hostel?
It's straight from the cow that they stole.
Not they stole.
The one that he drove into. So he kills it. They ship it to the hostel. Oh, it's fresh. The meat is fresher.
Yeah, the meat is fresh.
That's why they stole the cow.
Mac is peddling rumors.
Oh, dope, man.
And when they scale it, the guy doesn't have a scaling thing. You go to him, you're like, 200. He looks at it, goes, nine.
Where you go?
Eh?
Boy and club.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, because you're making a guy in a skull. Drop it. I don't ask for Kanye Matam, but even the skull.
They don't scare him. When you go, you can have meat for 100. It's like, okay. Wah, wah, wah. There.
For real. Experience, boy. I see an experience. My ass. Experience. But you'll find even at the butcher. Like, when you get there, you're like, I want meat for 100, and they've got a scale. The guy knows pretty much, like, how much is 100 bucks. And more than, like, you know, you'll find that he's very close, but, like, two rand off.
Yeah.
You know? So the guy's pretty, like, it's like a guy off fucking Ika's hall. Antumeza, you'll probably be very close if you want to petrol the clipper or 1,000 or whatever, you know?
Man, there's so many funny stories from the hood. Man, we got to do it. Like, I got to bring you these guys, man. That day dog, I've never loved so much in my life. Dog. I'll tell you one story. There's a guy.
That's Mac.
Hey, Mac.
So, hey, Tuso knows these stories, man.
I met
like 5 different characters. I went there one Sunday, we chilled. And time flies in the hood, boy.
Yeah.
Yo,
went there at like 1, left at like 10. The stories I heard, my dog. I must actually bring the guys here so they can tell the stories themselves. That is fucking funny.
So these guys will live in the hostel?
Yeah. No. This is after we left the hostel. Now we're just chilling by the...
Okay.
By the corner there and drinking. Oh, and
dope.
Whatever. So this guy, there's a guy who drinks every day in the hood. Yeah? You know those malumas that are always drunk, right?
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, bro, he buys a BMW 325i.
Damn.
No one knows like how. They were all shocked. Like, this nigga, like, he drinks every day. How did he get this car? Boom, boom, boom. Mm. He just got it, my dog. So now, as he just got it, he leaves his hood and then he sees like other VR6s. They were spinning the car. So they're spinning the cars. These are like professionals. Must spin. So but, hey, my looms. Shame out the lap. I'll spin it up. It's like, okay, cool. Went straight into the house.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Well, it's Faggy Monday.
Yeah, it's Faggy Monday. And he just got the car that day, man.
Oh, no. Yeah, no one was spinning more.
So now he's got another car. Every time he goes past the hood, they're like, shame out.
But how did he get this car? Now I'm even curious.
I gotta love the hood, man.
Then I asked this other guy, I'm like, hey, my man, I see like, yo, there's so many cars here. I was like, if in the hood, you know, like in the hood, like when you want a gym, people make fun of you. Like, why are you trying to gym? You know, it's like they make a mockery out of
you. Yeah, the hood, bro. You can just walk past
like
a group of
jogging,
guys.
Yeah.
It's a roast session, man.
Yeah.
It's the hood, bro.
It's the hood, man. Yeah.
Like if you're jogging, ne?
So I'm like, Mina... I'm like, I've got a scooter, man. So what would happen if I lived in the hood and I was driving my scooter? The guy's like, oh, we fella up here.
Yeah, fella up here. Oh, fella my window, right? Yeah. Oh, shout, fella my window. As a mocker, he's like, oh, close your windows, man. I'll shout more in your thing. Yeah, it's like a hood thing.
He's like, when it's about to rain, so chill, hey, fella up here, the rain is
coming. I'm a guy.
Yeah, the hood, eh? God, I love it.
There's this other guy, he hates his sister, dog. Oh, fucking hell.
Hates his sister?
Yo, he hates his sister, dog. They don't even talk. They were there in the same vicinity. They didn't even talk at all. He's like, 25 minutes, I'm pegging some ham.
Jesus.
Why?
I'll bring him. It's another story, dog. Hey, no, I was laughing, dog. Anyway, anything else you want to talk about, ghost lady?
Yeah, I also yearn for like fresh, like breaking news.
What you got? You got something?
So I was just checking on things that are trending and I found out, so currently, Kefipu is trending. Kefilwe Mabota.
Oh, Kefipu.
Oh, Mabota girl.
The Slay Queen, yeah?
The Slay Queen.
Why is she trending?
They're very, very famous. She's the A-grade, the OG Slay Queen.
Did she end Swedish or something?
Ah, who knows, man? He's dated everyone, man.
Nah, I know a thing he did. What's the other one's name?
Who?
It's all the bum.
So all of them.
They're all of bums.
Yeah, all of them. So, you know what she's trending for?
She did, okay.
But she did date Edwin. But if we look at all this, what she's trending for currently is for the fact that everything is fake. What we've been seeing, you know, all this time, yes, like Kefipu, it's like now there's a whole breakdown. It's actually a long story. So
wait, everything.
Let me send it to
you. What's everything? Cars, everything is fake.
The lobolas, you know, what we've seen. You know how they say that social media will put you under pressure to seem like as if you're living this lifestyle, or whether it's like you are in this level. So remember, there was a time she posted and she was there wearing Ese Umakoti, and it was like, here's the story. Look,
I don't remember.
Check it out. I've just sent you the whole list of all the things. It's a long story.
How long is it? We have things to do, man.
Yeah, but yeah, I will say, I'm okay, feel my boat, yeah.
You know,
you've
so once
my
boat
to put cars in.
So once <one's
laughs> fixed. Not I won't keep feeling my boat, man. We've got cars to crash into walls, yeah. Okay, I see, just sent it. She was never married. She did it for content. Wow. Yeah, the mystery surrounding social media influencer Kefi Boo's supposed marriage has been solved. A year ago, the media influencer, whose real name is Kefilo Mabote, broke the internet after she posted pictures of herself posing with a herd of Bonsmara cows with a caption. She also shared pictures of her Lobola celebrations on the same day in another post, surrounded by her family dressed in a custom-made cowskin dress by the famous designer Gert Johan Kutzier and rocked a big diamond ring. In another post, she wrote, 03/01/2023. Okay, this is the date of the post. This time, it's infinity. Remember God's teaching vividly. Yo, quoting God in lies. Stumbling across... Psalms 37, verse 4, which reads, delight yourself in the Lord. He will give you all that you desire of your heart. According to Zumoja, it turns out that the content creator, who's also an estate agent, was never married. So she's not only selling houses, but she's selling dreams. According to sources close to the influencer, she claimed to be a third wife of a wealthy businessman whose name is known by Zimorja. She was dating the businessman at the time. There was never a marriage. That entire thing was staged for content. Wow. The poor guy nearly lost one of his wives after she posted those pictures. The wife thought he secretly married her without her knowledge, said the alleges. Another source told Zimoja that Mabote roped in her family and they agreed because they know that's where she makes her money. It is said that she is known for going an extra mile to create interesting content for a social media clout. We all knew at the time that it was just for content. She also did it to make her well-known ex-boyfriend jealous. So I'm assuming that's Edwin. After he left her for another influencer. Yo, she fooled her followers and other celebrities who were quick to congratulate her, the source said. According to the source, her content was contrived to gain more followers. The bigger the following, the bigger the bucks. If indeed she was married, where was her hubby during the festive season? Because she was on vacation with her friends, asked another source. Zimoja called Mabote for comment, but she did not answer our calls or respond to our texts. Wild.
Yeah. Content will kill you, my
content
dog.
Content will kill you.
Content.
Like, so she was then trying to make the ex jealous, but also possibly trying to break the current marriage.
Because that guy, I think he's got his team. Well, that's the problem. That was the issue.
Yes, but also now if she stages a whole thing, was she hoping that all three wives leave the guy? Because now he got married in secret and then she has it. Ah. She has him all to herself.
For the and family also, to even be part of that.
Yeah. Ah. And also, like, well, what about her real job? Why does she have to go through these lengths if she's got a job, an estate agent?
A real job?
And she's... So clearly, she doesn't... That's just a title. Does anybody know whether she does indeed sell houses and who's bought a house from her?
Because, yeah.
Like, why would you have a job and then still go through so much? Then why would social media be... of import. It's like knowing that now people are getting paid on Twitter and then you focus on that when you actually have a job and maybe it's paying you well. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, and then shame. Family shameless. They are part of it as well.
Thank you.
Mm. I mean, it's one thing to say to your mom or your sisters or whatever, hold this, it's for content, we're shooting something. But to come to a whole Lobola thing and take pictures in her dressed in cow skin. Just for content.
So for the content.
I'm not coming if I'm a family member. Like,
did you hear that story? There's a,
what if they promise you money, soul as well?
Oh, also, Neguti, hey, this is what is feeding us. Damn, bro.
So they're getting paid.
No.
Did you hear the story about this Nigerian guy? He married a South African woman and he did the whole Lobola thing, but he gave the family fake money. 100k worth. Poor old grandmothers went to go buy bribe packs. Can't believe the money was fake.
They got arrested.
Yeah, they got arrested.
But
they got arrested, yes. You heard that story, right?
Is that a real story?
Yeah, it's a real story, though.
But who does that? Then what does he think? Does he think the family will just keep this money under the mattress forever?
Exactly.
Of course they're going to get caught. And of course, they'll most likely try to bank the money or use the money.
He doesn't care. He's got the bride.
How?
For a week, and then she finds out the money is fake. And then what?
Hey, fat check. Guys. You know her, fat check.
Fat check has got something.
I just wanted to state that Sowetan Live actually made an article regarding it, and they did state that police say that it's fake news and that such did not happen. However, yes, there was a trending rumor stating that there's a man from Jukilin who paid fake lobola.
It sounds fake, man. Because then what happens? Then you've got the bride for like a week and then the family.
What about
out?
The story that now when you marry to a Nigerian, you must go live in Nigeria?
Check What's that now?
There's a new law they're trying to pass that if you get married to a Nigerian, you must go to Nigeria.
A South African law?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You must move and go to Nigeria. Right,
man. For how
Where
long?
Where do you get your news, man? Oh. That sounds fake, man. That sounds fake, man, also.
Eating tulip.
Tulip.
Ah, nah, man. That sounds fake, man. That sounds like fake news, man.
For how long? Why, though?
Yeah, like why Nigeria? Why? What about if you marry a Mozambican guy? And why would they chase you out of your country of your birth?
No, I get it. Nigerians marry South African women for citizenship and stuff.
That's
A lot of them do. Mm. Yeah.
No, it's a lot of all these nationalities, you know.
Yeah, like Pakistanis as well. There was a whole TV show on that. Remember, I think we even spoke about it. Bangladeshi, these guys are must
pass. It's an Azofed check. My credibility is on the line here.
Hey.
It's fake.
Well, there haven't been any news regarding it, so I'm not sure if it's credible. But there is a blog stating that from 2022, there was something like that was supposed to be amended. But since it hasn't been stated on real news, I'm thinking the blog is fake.
Yeah. If the source is just a blog.
It's just wishful thinking.
Say, make it what you want. Say it with your chest. Say it with your chest. I'm a ham. Say it with your chest, bro. Oh, he ain't that food. I'm a happy.
No, you'll be apologizing in a few episodes' time.
Nah, man, come on.
Apologizing.
You know, yeah, when it turns out it's real.
Nah. Our government loses enough courts, trials. An NGO will take them to court over that.
Okay, who can we call?
Unconstitutional.
To tell us about this.
It doesn't even sound like.
Can you call an advocate or a lawyer?
Yeah, it doesn't even sound like it could pass if they were to propose it. Like, it doesn't sound like it will pass, bro. I mean, it just, And there'll be some NGO that's going to oppose it and win in court. There's only an NGO, bro.
You could call Zizi Kota, but he's probably there in the changing room there, coaching Bafana.
Bafana, Bafana for tonight, ne? Can't wait for tonight's game, man.
Pass, cross, pass.
What is he doing, bro? Coaching Bafana, Bafana.
Okay, all right. I can't connect there. Will you connect there for me, better dog? Who are we going to call? So, which lawyer can we call?
Where's the stout, man?
Oh, yeah. We're calling a lawyer. Which lawyer should we call?
Tanya's on the break. Lawyer Waco, man. Ooh, Natasha.
Tanya.
I want to call her Natasha. Tanya.
Tanya's like on a break or something. She's studying at the moment. Okay, let me call Braden.
Braden. I'm always studying.
Braden is a lawyer. Okay, cool. There's Braden. Let me call Dan, attorney. It's called Braden. And if I'm right, guys.
it's Meta Kekana. Everyone's sorry that I thought it's the girlfriend. Yes.
Eh?
The one with the bomb. It's Meta Kekana or something.
That's a new name. I've never heard of that name.
You've never?
Yeah.
Is it?
Uh-uh.
Oh, damn. For real?
Hey, Sal was wrong. I'm a baby. Yo.
Cool. Ah, yeah. I'm fucking king in, man.
When did this baddies thing start, guys?
I'm sorry, Batman.
Hey, Braden.
Hey, McG, how's it?
Good, man. You live on the podcast. Sol is here. Ghost Lady is here, yeah?
Braden.
Ghost Lady is here. You live on the podcast, man.
Are you live on podcast?
You are live.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I wanted to ask you, is there a law that is waiting to be passed saying that if you marry a Nigerian as a South African woman, you must relocate to Nigeria?
Fuck!
Nah, I haven't heard of that. Eh? Yeah.
But would such a law even pass, man? Like, as a lawyer, would such...
I don't believe so, right?
Come again?
I don't believe that it will pass.
Yeah, it sounds unconstitutional. It sounds like you're sending people away from their rightful
lawyer, you,
country of birth.
No,
wouldn't pass.
No, for sure.
What case are you currently working on right now? Like your highest profile case?
Maggie?
Mm.
If you guys prepared me, I'm actually in the middle of something.
Yeah, what?
I'm in the middle of something. I'm in a meeting.
Oh, yeah, but tell them to hold on. This is the biggest podcast in Africa. They must chill.
No, man. Maggie, this is important as well. You should have told me in advance so that I can get myself right.
But just tell us, what's the highest profile case you're doing now? And then we'll let you go.
At the moment, it's not high profile, but I think it's an important case. It's about it's a rape matter.
Oof. It's what?
Rape matter.
Rape, oh blood.
It's a gang rape, actually.
Gang rape.
Ivar, Ivar.
Ivar. Ivar, Ivar.
Ivar, Ivar.
Who are you representing here?
No. The accused, obviously.
The accused, no? Mm.
Jeez.
Yeah, okay. No, that's go back
ugly,
to your
man.
Meeting. Yeah,
no, ugly, man, do you go for counseling, man? Because, Dan, do you go for counseling, man? Because, I mean, already just knowing that sounds heavy. And you, like, you've got the details, the gory details.
Yeah, no, for sure. Now and then I do go for counseling.
Hey, okay, Braden, we'll let you go. Thank you, Braden.
Sure, Braden.
Yes, yes, being a lawyer. Hey, hey, hey.
It's fake news, bro. No one is getting shipped to Nigeria for marrying Nigerians.
You're just trying to stop the South Africans.
Maybe
you're
trying to scare the girls not to marry Nigerians.
No, yeah, it's see.
An marry who you want, guys.
Some ambis. But if you were like, if you were a lawmaker, you know, and had the power, would you say,
yeah,
fair?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, when you marry the into the...
The family and the country, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the man
but to be banished now from your country. That's wild. That's like draconian. And
not banished.
Sounds like from the 1700s. Leave. You're not here anymore. You're not ours anymore.
No, not banished, but you know.
Hey, if you are the dictator in this country.
Dictator, that's
what I mean. All
right, man, we are here. Anything else? I'm leaving out my dog. Ghost lady. So what's the conclusion with Kifubu? My gosh.
Conclusion is social media and then it's you know, or feel like your life is not moving because these people on social media are getting things done and stuff, you know what I mean?
Because
like,
a week ago also, she was also busy at a dealership buying a fancy car.
The cars are rented. Sometimes they're not even rented, it's just a photo shoot.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yep. The lifestyle is fake.
I don't understand
that
car
fake,
thing.
It's funded.
It's like they don't believe it's their car. Like, why post it? Like, it's your car, you know it's your car.
Exactly.
To show the people that you're doing well or to sell the image of doing well, man.
Like, when you bought your car, so did you do the whole, do you have pictures?
Hey, man, it's just a Kia, bro. You know, why would I even
buy the Glen?
You know? Okay. Funny enough, I actually bought, like, my first car at the Glen, eh? At the Kia, the Glen. But it wasn't a Kia. It was a second-hand car, but I bought it there. That's where they were selling it. No, I wouldn't do that, man. I did with my first car, though. You know, posted it at home, like, hey, I'm proud of myself, whatever. But it's not my style. You know? It's not my style. No, like,
with the way they do it
It's like, you can't believe you have a car. It's your car.
It's your car. You're like, you're going to park it. You know?
But you're proud of yourself also. It's like giving yourself a pat on the back
publicly.
Yeah, but
publicly. You don't have to post it. It's not getting happy, dog. It's not getting happy.
Ah, Mac, man. It's saying, hey, guys. Those who know my story, maybe.
Yeah. Then send them via WhatsApp.
Yeah. Not social media. Yes.
It just screams attention. Look exactly. at me. Oh, man, I hate that shit. Gotta let you know, Bantwisi. They've got a campus tour. Oh, shout out to the Bantwisis. They're going to be at Wits this coming Tuesday. So if you're a Bantwisi or a chiller who's in the Wits University, please go out and show them some love. Spreading Humors will be there for the first leg of their campus tour. You'll get to see Yanda Woods, Sima, and Zile Weezy live at the Wits Downstairs Theatre on Tuesday, the 6th of Feb at 11 a.m. Entry is free, but is limited to the first 150 people. Speaking about tours, our nationwide tour is looking good. We've confirmed the venues. Yes. We're starting March, ne? Yeah, we're going on the road from March. I can't wait. I think beginning of March, yes.
Beautiful. Where do we start?
Let me see. Durban!
Get to Queenie.
To Queenie.
Wait, by the way, you guys are not invited. You can go to Gold River City all you want.
Y'all have a day off.
Gold River City! Yeah. Tabang, we called it as well.
That's what you're talking iPad.
Damn, puppy. Everyone. All right. Glungin.
Beginnings. Fine.
Glungin.
What do we got to do to get in that club, man?
Hey,
that's its
bro.
Nice thing.
Yeah, guys.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man.
What are we boring? Do boring?
Smatala.
Nah, for me, it's like, is this smatala. The only thing we're good enough for? Smatala. This is it.
Oh, this is content. Yeah. Oh, hey, now it's
all
We need a mold in there.
We need a mold, man.
We need a mold, bro.
So as it stands. So these are the dates, but subject to change.
All right.
Meaning they could change, but as it stands. 9th of March, you're going to be at Izulu Theatre, Umhlanga, KZN.
Okay.
13th of April, we'll be in Bloom Civic Theatre, Free State. 27th of April, Merupa Casino in Polokwane. 3rd of May, we're going to be at the Star Theatre in Cape Town.
Dope.
And then 11th of May, we're going to be at the Boardwalk Casino in Klabega. And then we still need to get a date for Mpumalanga. I didn't mention Mpumalanga, ne?
Yeah.
And Northwest. Northwest, Sun City is fully booked the weekend we wanted. So we're looking for another venue.
Okay.
In Northwest. But yeah, I will update that. But so far, yeah.
Nah, so far so good. That's so good.
Can't wait. Can't wait. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to go to Cape Town, man. And Durban. We haven't been there in
years. Why Cape Town?
Because we haven't been in years, bro. Since the last time when we started, remember?
Oh, shit. Hey, Cape Town, as a podcast.
Been long, bro, yeah.
Been a minute, bro.
It's been a minute.
Fuck, anyway,
did I leave out anything? Are we good, Dudu?
Nah, we're good.
All right, we're coming at you at Mashavela Studios.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you email podcast@mashavela.co.za. Yeah. We're out of here, man. Podcasting to you.
Boom.
Bye.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Bungo yi, even when they ask you, how sabi yini? Do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one? Is that one? Podcast and chill.